Let's move on from your grandfather to your father, Gordon. What stories did you hear from him about his playing career?
Again, he didn't dwell on it a lot. I used to get snippets from him, and he would talk about it. Really, I think the characters that he played with more than what the games were like, and when he played in these internationals, who he played with, and friendships he strung up over a period of time. And I think that's what really instills enthusiasm in rugby, that you develop these friendships. You play against people year after year. You do your best against them on the pitch, but off the pitch, it's a good social circle you create. And on numerous occasions, he's talked about people, and then I've met them as a lad. And of course, I was fortunate enough to be around, and he was still alive when a lot of rugby clubs celebrated their centenaries. So he Gloucester centenary, he'd have people coming up from Newport and Cardiff and Swansea, and then he would be reciprocating. He'd go down to those, and there's some good characters.
Yeah. Do you remember any particular playing colleagues that he recalled?
Oh yeah, well, I can remember most. Digger Morris, well, we all know Digger. He's a larger than life character, really. And of course, I can remember him from a small kiddie. And after match celebrations.
The pig song.
The pig song. I don't exactly remember that too well, but it just his general, the awe about him. And of course, his betting, because he was a favourite going up to the Greyhound track at Longlevens when it was there. He was always up there. Tom Day, obviously, who passed away a few years ago, I can remember. And his wife and my mother, they instigated the forming of a ladies' committee down here back in the early 60s, I think, when the players were so fed up, or the committee was so fed up with the catering down here. They had a few problems. In the end, they decided they would set up a ladies' committee, and they had about 6-7 teams all doing the teas weekly in a little kitchen over there. And so that was Tom's wife. I remember Tom as well. Sid Dangerfield, of course, he was a character in himself. And I remember my father saying that he was quite a suave character on rugby tours. And of course, he was a local policeman. Willie Jones, well, I played rugby with for a lot of my career with Willie's son, Alan. But Willie, I don't remember him playing, but he was an amazing player, apparently, and a wonderful cricketer. Charlie Dunn, we'll still see him walking around town now. Always speaks. He doesn't look any older than now than when I first met him. A real character.
Yeah, it was amazing when I met Charlie Dunn. I recognised him instantly,
yes.
And I was
yes.
going by a team photo,
yes.
You know, from the early 40s,
yeah.
Well, just after the war.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie, but I haven't seen him for a few weeks, but his son runs a sweet stall in King Square, and very often Charlie's there in the morning, just for an hour or so, just making sure they're doing it all right. Keith Daniels, I see around town quite regularly. Yeah. But I don't remember any of these playing. So that was 1947-48, wasn't it? Yeah, so that was before my time. But I remember the characters later on.
Yeah. Well, should we move on a few years?
I see the name Roy Sutton there. Well, he when I was a youngster, he used to babysit for us, and my father would reciprocate babysitting for his children. Well, Bob Hodge there is my godfather. Was my godfather.
Oh, really?
He was a bit of a character, apparently. But yeah, the last I saw him, he moved up to Lytham St Annes. and got remarried, but unfortunately it was obviously too much for him because he died a year after. And my mother came from Lancashire, and her parents, after they retired, moved to Lytham St Annes. And when I went up to sort out, after one of them died, to sort out the estate and everything else, we went to the premium bonds office, and I met Bob Hodge for the first time for years, and Mum did. Mm. But unfortunately, only a couple of years later, he died.
Vivian, he was Lancastrian, wasn't he? Do you know where he was born?
I don't know where he was born, no. No. No.
He played for File before he played for
Castro. That's right. He that's where the connection comes in, because I know my father knew a lot of people at File.
Mm-hmm.
But although my father was stationed at Blackpool during the war.
Yeah.
So he knew quite a few people at File Rugby Club. Vivian Davis, apparently still alive, nearly blind, or is blind. I was down at the Ospreys last week and talking to somebody then. He still goes to all the games, and he's still a character. He's one of the ones that came up for the Gloucester Rugby Club centenary dinner and stayed at our house. And I think they were still sat in our living room about 5 o'clock in the morning singing with Sid Dangerfield, Mickey Booth. I can't remember who else was there, but it was quite a crowd of them. Yeah, I don't remember.
If it was singing, I should think Digger was probably.
Yeah, there. So I'm sure Digger was there. Yeah, I'm sure Digger would have been there. Roy Parry, I remember very vaguely. I think he played in a band, actually, if I remember rightly. Well, Trevor Halls, he's one of the last players actually would have played football, rugby and cricket for Gloucester City. He passed away last year, unfortunately. I still see his brother Nigel around, but yeah, it's quite a feat to do that.
Yeah.
Quite a sportsman. Howard Terrington, who recently passed away, I struck up quite a friendship with Howard and his son, because his son played cricket and rugby for Marling School at the same time I played for Crypt. So we played rugby and cricket against each other for a long, long time. Howard, of course, taught at Tommy Rich's, and then at Chosen Hill. Peter Ford, obviously, nobody can forget Peter. He's done so much for this club as a player and afterwards. And I can always remember going down, when I was a young lad, going down to Peter's yard for a bobber job, and he made me sweep out the whole yard for a shilling. But that's all you expected. That's about all the names I remember on there, really.
Any from a bit later?
Well, yeah. I vaguely remember Roy Blair. I see his name there, but towards the end of his career, of course, he went down and played for Cinderford. And not long after Roy went down there, Alan Holder went down there. My father always had a great affiliation with Forest of Dean clubs. I believe he pre-season training was a game against Drybrook, Cinderford and Berry Hill. And that was their friendly pre-season warm-up games. I wouldn't think they were very friendly. But he always has a good reception when he went down there. And he used to take a team down there on Good Friday to play Berry Hill every year. In the days when they were the Berry Hill players would literally come out of mines to play.
Yeah.
And after the game, they had no clubhouse in those days, and tea was taken in the Miners Welfare Club, just behind where the clubhouse is now. Sadly, obviously, with tours and everything else, that stopped in the 70s. And for a few years, Cryptians took on that fixture. And I played down there a couple of times on that Good Friday game.
Yeah.